You're listening to SBS News.
It's a virtual glimpse into the high-speed, noisy and sometimes graphic reality of life as a paramedic. Students at Monash University's School of Paramedicine are being trained not just on how to deal with life-saving situations, but also the many physical and emotional obstacles that can surround them as they go about their work.
Came across this guy, he's a 25-year-old male, having an asthma attack today. We've given him 500 mics of IM adrenaline, a NEB of salbutamol, ipratropium bromide. And he's just deteriorated with this. Just started ventilating him when you walked in the
just
door.
The school's head, Professor Brett Williams, says it's all part of a bid to desensitise trainees to high-pressure scenarios and lower their risk of developing post-traumatic stress disorder.
What we know is that being a paramedic is extremely challenging and difficult, and with it brings high levels of burnout, fatigue and also PTSD.
It's estimated the incidence of PTSD among paramedics is as high as 16%. That's almost four times higher than the general population. Monash University's visual immersion expert, Associate Professor David Barnes, has helped tailor a program it's hoped will help trainees cope better with the rigours of the job.
If you're prepared for what you're going to see, then hopefully the research will show that your chances of developing PTSD or something like that will be lower.
According to Professor Williams, an analysis of studies across the world has shown personality types at great risk of developing PTSD are also more likely to take on a career as a paramedic.
So we aim to develop authentic simulation cases to undergraduate students who may be predisposed to PTSD, and embed that through our curriculum to ensure that these paramedic students are as ready for the workforce as possible.
And Professor David Barnes says there's no end to the potential for using virtual reality as a training tool.
We could imagine a scenario where some of that training is done completely in virtual reality, so they've got headsets on they can't see through, and the entire scenario is playing out in VR, and there may be multiple people in the same virtual space as each other.
They're tackling head-on one of the biggest issues now confronting ambulance workers around the world. Gareth Borum, SBS News.